sur une gamme chromatique, le sein de perles ruisselant. La Vénus de l'Adriatique sort de l'eau, son corps rose et blanc. Les dômes sur l'azur des ondes, suivant la phrase au pur contour, s'enflent comme des gorges rondes que soulève un soupir d'amour. L'esquif aborde et me dépose, jetant son amarre au pilier, devant une façade rose, sur le marbre d'un escalier. How exquisite they were. As one read them, one seemed to be floating down the green waterways of a pink and pearl city, seated in a black gondola with silver prow and trailing curtains. The mere lines looked to him like those straight lines of turquoise blue that followed one as one pushes out to the Lido. The sudden flashes of colour reminded him of the gleam of the opal and iris-throated birds that flutter round the tall, honeycombed campanile, or stalk with such stately grace through the dim, dust-stained arcades. Leaning back with half-closed eyes, he kept saying over and over to himself, "Devant une façade rose, sur la marbre d'un escalier." The whole of Venice was in those two lines. He remembered the autumn that he had passed there, and a wonderful love that had stirred him to mad, delightful follies. There was romance in every place, but Venice, like Oxford, had kept the background for romance, and, to the true romantic, background was everything, or almost everything. Basil had been with him part of the time, and had gone wild over Tintoret. Poor Basil. What a horrible way for a man to die. He sighed, and took up the volume again and tried to forget. He read of the swallows that fly in and out of the little cafe at Smyrna, where the hadjis sit counting their amber beads, and the turbaned merchants smoke their long, tasseled pipes and talk gravely to each other. He read of the obelisk in the Place de la Concorde that weeps tears of granite in its lonely, sunless exile, and longs to be back by the hot, lotus-covered Nile, where there are sphinxes and rose-red ibises and white vultures with gilded claws and crocodiles with small bedal eyes that crawl over the green, steaming mud. He began to brood over those verses which, drawing music from kissed-stained marble, tell of that curious statue that Gautier compares to a contralto voice, the monstre charmant that couches in the porphyry room of the Louvre.